Persons Act asking, what is Anubhav and Bhajan? What stage of bhakti can one experience? This is a satsang, July 26, 2020, Sunday satsang. In Hindi, the word Anubhav means experience, but in Sanskrit, it means symptoms, influence, glories, has different meanings. So general understanding Anubhav means experience. So experience for devotees varies. The experience of Krishna and Radharani varies according to the level of our bhakti. The experience of a premium bhakti or bhava bhakta is not the same as a beginning bhakta. But she says, what is it? It's the experience of Krishna. It's feeling the symptoms and feeling the influence of Krishna. In what stage it comes? It comes in the very beginning, and it's happening all the time. It's happening all the time, but we're not aware of it because we're dull. We're not sensitive to experience, understand transcendence and the presence of Krishna in our heart and our lives. On the highest level of bhav, this phrase anubhav, it's one of the components of ras. There's five elements called pancha samagri that make up the experience of ras. One is sthayi bhav, vibhav, anubhav, sanchari bhav, sattvic bhavs. These combine together to make experience of bhakti ras, of prem ras, rasa swadna. That's at the level of bhava. Sthayi bhava is the root of ras. Sthayi bhava means the basic emotion or spiritual identity of a devotee that's present under all conditions of spiritual exchange. In other words, we're a Madhurya Rati, we're in a mood of amorous love towards Krishna, and that's our permanent mellow. And other bhavas, they rise and fall in relation to that, manifest or unmanifest. The vibhava is the cause of ras. In other words, a lover and a beloved in a particular setting. It's the causes which bring about the tasting of love for Krishna. And these are the exciting factors of love for Krishna. So anubhava, at the level of the experience or the sense of anubhav at the level of bhav and prem, is activities that follow the feelings. Anu means follow. Activities that follow the feelings when the loving sentiments for Krishna arises. Anubhav is the effect of ras. Anubhavs are conscious responses to ecstatic love. Anubhavs reveal one's internal sentiments of love. Anubhav is an action that results from heightened affection for Krishna, which serves to further enhance that affection. Anubhav are outward behavioral symptoms that proclaim the presence of bhav, attachment to Krishna. You know, when Radha is excited by her love, gets excited for Krishna, she may laugh, she may dance, she may sing. And sattvic bhavs, you heard asta sattvic bhavs, these are special effects which overtake the pure soul. These are eight symptoms of ecstasy which are caused by the influence of spiritual love manifesting in the physical body, specifically in the nervous system, like paralysis, stumbha, perspiration, trembling, crying, etc. These are involuntary, these are not voluntary. Anubhavas are voluntary expressions. The sattvic bhavas are involuntary, outward physical expressions like crying, shivering, erect hairs, loss of bodily complexion or color, and choked voice. Sanchari means moving bhavas, their assistance to the ras. Sanchari is called vyabhachari. There are 33 transcendental motions that appear and disappear like waves rising and falling in an ocean. And they leave the dominant emotions unaffected. Sanchari bhavs are caused by separation from Krishna and displayed by the words and gestures of the devotee pining and longing for union with Krishna. Examples are pride, envy, eagerness, despondency, humility, self-abuse, fatigue, arrogance, apprehension, fear, fervor of the heart, and frenzy. So Vibhav, Anubhav, Sattvic Bhavs, and Vyavachara, your sundry Bhavs, bring the Stai Bhav to the state of relishability, and thus give the status of Ras and experience of tasting Ras, Rasa Swadna. So Ras is constituted a mature combination of Vibhav, Anubhav, Sattvic Bhav, Sanchari Bhav, and Stai Bhav. Here's examples of the five components of Madhurya Ras in action. In the amorous love, Madhurya Ras of Radha and Krishna, the Vibhav is Krishna's beauty, sweet pastimes, and loving exchanges. This is the object of affection, Vishayalamban and the Vibhav. And the gopis are the shelter of that affection, Ashrayalamban. Prem Vishai and Prem Ashray. The sound of the Krishna's flute, cuckoos in the springtime, rain clouds rumbling, the call of peacocks and the sight of Krishna's body are the stimulants or impetus for Bhav, Udipan. Anubhavas are sidelong glances and shy smiles, while Sattvic Bhavas include all eight symptoms of the most developed stages. The Sanchari Bhava is laziness, fierce anger and remorse, to name a few characteristics. And Stai Bhav is amiable, loving affection of the lover and beloved. So as far as this Anubhav, Vishnu Chakravarti and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu, he says the symptoms of Anubhav are surrender and obedience to Krishna's instructions. So if someone surrenders to Krishna and takes diksha from a guru and tries to follow the orders of guru and Krishna's teachings, that means he's having anubhav, because unless you're experiencing bhakti, you can't surrender. And so the whole idea that anubhavs are experiencing Krishna, so Krishna's presence in our heart and our mind makes our life move in a certain direction. So that's the evidence. That's why I said everyone from day one of surrender to Guru is experiencing Anubhavas. The first Anubhava is you feel the presence of Krishna in your heart and your mind inspiring you to surrender to Guru. That's an Anubhava, that's an experience of Krishna. Krishna is instructing you from within the heart. This person is your Guru, you should surrender unto him. Practice bhajan, bhakti bhajan under this Guru. Attain perfection. I mean, we think that the ultimate anubhav, the ultimate experience of Krishna, means to have sakshat darshan, Krishna, but that doesn't happen everybody, doesn't happen every day. It happens at the topmost level of bhav and prem, one is eligible. Jiva Goswami says in Bhakti Sandarbha, when one attains the platform of bhava bhakti, he becomes eligible to have darshan of Krishna. But there's many levels of experiencing Krishna, or experiencing Krishna in the mind and the heart and the senses. An ultimate level is seeing Krishna face to face, touching him, kissing him, embracing him. In Bhakti Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami defines two types of sakshat darshan. He says one type of sakshat darshan is direct eye to eye, while the second type is seeing Krishna in the heart. Actually, every sincere initiated devotee is having so many anubhavas at every moment. Here's an example. Say I have to give a Bhagavatam class, but I feel nervous and unprepared to give the class. So I pray to Krishna, O Gurudev, O Krishna, please help me. And then we give the class and it becomes a wonderful class. So that is an anubhav. Yeah, that means, how is it an anubhav? It means you experience Krishna helping you to give a wonderful class. So we have to open our eyes and realize that we're having an experience of Krishna all the time. We take some nice prasad as cooked with love and devotion, and we feel blissful. That feeling of bliss is Ladini Shakti. That's bhakti. That's Ladini. Ladini means Radharani. So we're feeling the presence of Radharani in that bliss of tasting prasad. We engage in a blissful Harinam. We have Harinam with our family. And we feel some extraordinary sense of peace in our mind and happiness in our heart. It's not arising from any material cause. It's not produced by any material factors. It's produced by the manifestation of Krishna's prakat. Krishna's manifesting in your mind and heart. That's an anubhava. So we're so dull, unless we see Krishna. Like one guru said, we're so doubtful. We're actually having anubhavas from moment to moment. As we're doing bhakti bhajan, we're having so many wonderful anubhavas, experience of Krishna. And we're sensitive in the practices of our hearing and chanting and remembering. We'll feel something extraordinary. You'll feel sensations, extraordinary sensations, when Krishna manifests his presence in your mind and heart, when you're chanting, you're doing smaran. It's preliminary, it's not saksha darshan. But one guru said people are so doubtful and negative. Even if Krishna gives saksha, if he gives you direct darshan, then we'll have doubt. We'll say, oh, is it really Krishna? I think you're some beautiful man covered with blue paint. And we'll go up to Krishna with some rubbing alcohol and some cotton. We'll dip the cotton in the isopropyl alcohol. We'll rub it on Krishna's arm to see if the blue paint comes off. So even if we see Krishna, we won't believe it. We'll doubt, oh, this is a saksha darshan. I'm having the most profound and perfect anubhava of Krishna. I'm directly experiencing Krishna with my eyes right in front of my face. I'm smelling his beautiful body. It smells like a blue lotus flower and kaffir and sandalwood and musk combined. And my senses are going crazy experiencing Krishna. But I don't think this is not true. This is imagination. So all the good feelings we have, all the sensations we have, the sense of peace we have, the sense of fulfillment we have, sense of completion, the sense of hope we have, these are all anubhavas of Krishna. And here it is, so many times people say, I'm not having anubhava. Well, what do you want? You want Krishna to come and eat out of your hand? It's possible. You have to have faith. Krishna can do anything. Agatana Patiyasi Shakti. Krishna has the power to make the impossible possible or the possible impossible. So keep your hope, have faith, and open up your mind, open up your heart, and increase your sensitivity, increase your absorption, and you'll perceive Krishna's presence everywhere in your life, in your heart, in your mind. And you're feeling Krishna's presence, that's an anubhava, that's the experience of Krishna. Sensation in the heart, that's an experience. And a nice vibration in the mind, nice feeling in the mind, that's an anubhava. Anubhava comes in many shapes and forms. And the highest level anubhava is a component of rasa swadana. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. Shama Gauri, Nitya Kishori. Prita Majori, Shri Radhe. Giridhari Shyam, Hari Murari. Shama Pyari Govardhana Dhari Govinda Gopal Shri Nara Lidhal Priya Priya Tam Shri Shama Sham. Kishore Kishore Radha Murali Dhar Radhika Hari Radha Dhamadhar. Jai Radhe Jai Radhe Radhe Jai Radhe Jai Shri Radhe. Giridhari Shyam Hari Murari Shama Pyari Govardhana Dhari. Giridhari Giridhari Giridhari. Radha Giridhari, Radha Giridhari, Radha Giridhari, Radha Giridhari.